Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Brian Mischewski with Sweetwater Brewing. Welcome, Brian.
Morning, Lee. Thank you.
Well, before we get too far into things, congratulations on the acquisition. You want to talk about the big news in Sweetwater Brewing history here?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, first and foremost. And yeah, we're all very excited here. We're a brewery that, as you know, has been around, started in Atlanta over 23 years ago. And, this we couldn't be more excited. It's completely on brand for what our beer and our brewery has been all about. And big news here that was announced last week.
And the news is that one of the largest, I guess, cannabis companies in Canada, Aphria, has acquired Sweetwater?
That's correct. Aphria is a cannabis company based in Canada. They're publicly traded. They actually distribute their cannabis brands around the world, so they're a global company. Obviously, not have yet to break into the United States, but they're a very like-minded brand, in terms of synergies with Sweetwater, and we are now a wholly owned subsidiary of Aphria. So very exciting news for us.
So now, how does that affect the kind of the brewing company in Atlanta? Is there going to be any changes there, or are they still, Sweetwater still going to be a fixture here in town?
There are going to be very minimal changes. We're, as a wholly owned subsidiary, we are business as usual at Sweetwater. Hopefully, everything will that any consumers, anybody around town, anybody around our entire footprint, any fans of beer, they won't see any changes other than positive opportunities for Sweetwater expansion and really getting into some new and even more fun types of opportunities that folks are used to Sweetwater. So no changes here. Our management team is being kept intact. Our employees are being kept intact. All the great brands and all the great beers that we put into market are going to be kept intact. So this is all about expansion, bringing on some new opportunities with a new partner, and really doing some new and unique and potentially groundbreaking things a bit down the road.
So now, what was the thinking in terms of partnering with a cannabis company instead of maybe a larger brewing company?
Well, anybody that knows Sweetwater knows that our tagline for 23 years and our mantra is "Don't float the mainstream." So, while us being the 14th largest brewery in the U.S., independent and still independent, there's plenty of opportunities to be acquired, and mergers and acquisitions in the beer industry, particularly with what's happening in the craft segment today, are pretty prevalent, but we've never felt like that was the right move for us, and wanted to do something that really didn't float the mainstream. What made us attractive to Aphria is the fact that we are a brand that's built upon what we like to call the 420 lifestyle. We have a flagship beer called 420, our extra pale ale. We have a 420 fest that's been in existence for over 15 years, 3 days of fantastic music and fun experiences for all of our fans, for music fans, for beer fans. And it was just absolutely the right fit how we built this brand and we built this brewery. So that's what really attracted Aphria to us. And on our side of things, it really felt like the best partnership to what I like to say, make 1 + 1 = 3 and open up some new and unique opportunities for both sides of the coin, both Aphria to help, really expand their business and get into the U.S. market with a really authentic and unique brand, and then also opportunities for Sweetwater to push our 420 lifestyle even further. So all that said, with everything kept intact in terms of business as usual, and just really an opportunity to expand in a really authentic way, that was the best move for us. And, you know, something that no one else is doing right now in the industry or has done before. So we certainly aren't floating the mainstream once again with this opportunity.
So now, when it comes to this craft brewing industry, at one point, Sweetwater was kind of the upstart and, you know, the scrappy upstart. And now, like you mentioned, you're 14th largest brewing company. How do you see kind of all this, you know, energy around craft brewing and even from the do-it-yourselfers and to these small growler producers? How do you see Sweetwater kind of evolving as the industry matures?
Right. Well, yeah, like you said, once craft beer really started to explode in the mid-2000s, and you know, that was when we first started. And then beyond that, you know, it's I think the count of craft breweries or breweries overall, we're over 8,000 now in the industry today. So competition is fierce around the U.S. It's expanding into other markets around the world. And as we've seen here in Atlanta, competition has been pretty fierce around the city itself, around Georgia. A lot of great new breweries have come on board, and you know, they're making some great brews and really inspired consumers to try new things and, to your point, get into craft brewing themselves. And, you know, it's really a competitive, but at the end of the day, a fun industry to be in. I'd say we're all sort of the part of the same family here. In terms of Sweetwater, you know, being the largest, we just strive to be innovative every day. You know, we've had a number of core brands, extra pale ales, IPAs, seasonals, styles along those lines. But we're always looking to push the envelope and break into new innovative segments. So, you know, with that, we introduced a line extension called 420 Strain 2 years ago that has since been incredibly successful for us. And that line is really based on an innovative proposition where we take cannabis-inspired terpenes, natural hemp flavors married with select hops. And, you know, the synergies of 1 + 1 + 1 ends up equaling 5. And with that, we're able to emulate popular cannabis strains along the likes of G13, Mango Kush, Chocolope, to name a few. And, you know, those do not have cannabis. That's not legal. But, you know, they have a great aroma, a great taste profile, where it's a very base. It's a fantastic beer. They are fantastic beers. But they've got a little extra something to them in that aroma that, you know, many consumers are familiar with. So we're always looking to kind of take the next step in innovating around craft beer or beer brewing in general. And that is another reason why, you know, we entered into this agreement, because we think as cannabis becomes more and more prevalent, more and more accepted by society, legalized, and we believe that eventually we'll get there one day. Beer and cannabis, hops and cannabis are really first cousins. So we think that this is the next big evolutionary step to really continue to keep craft brewing unique and innovative.
So now, is there a way to infuse the beer with actual cannabis at this point, or do you have to have a brewery that's in a place where it's legal?
Well, I would say in terms of is there a way to do it, without confirming anything that anybody in our organization may or may not have done, there is a way. You know, there is a way to brew. It is an organic ingredient. However, is there a way legally to do that? The answer is no. So right now, there may be some states that where cannabis is legal, you can brew beer and combine that with cannabis. But, you know, because cannabis isn't federally legal and it's certainly not legal in Georgia, at this stage of the game, we're not able to do that and put it to market. But again, we believe that one day there will be the ability to do that. There are opportunities in some states where, you know, you could put out non-alcoholic beers, non-alcoholic drinks. You're seeing some of that happening in California. But in terms of combining beverage alcohol and cannabis, it is not currently legal, but, you know, we'll see. One day that might come into fruition.
So now, so you said nothing's going to change dramatically. So now people can still do the tours of the brewery and you're still doing events there?
Absolutely. Obviously with COVID, you know, the types of events that we can do aren't going to be, you know, or haven't this year been like they had been in the past. Unfortunately, we had to cancel 420 Fest, but we'll be bringing that back online, or at least the plans are to bring it back next April and April 2021. Once COVID allows, we'll be looking to bring some really fun beer and music-based events back to the brewery, back to Atlanta. As far as our tours and coming to visit our tap room and getting to experience our beers, and we're now a fully operational restaurant, we are open and, you know, providing a safe but fun environment for consumers to come and experience Sweetwater. And again, as of about 2 years ago, we're now able to serve food. So full lineup of our core beers, lineup of new and experimental beers that you can only get at the brewery. And of course, paired with some fantastic foods here at our tap room and our patio. And the brewery is still available to be rented out for private events as well. If anybody's looking to have a business meeting or a wedding or a rehearsal dinner or just a birthday party. You know, we've got fantastic event spaces as well.
Yeah, we've broadcast live from there once during a technology conference you guys had there a few years back. So it's a great venue for doing all kinds of events. I mean, it's just your creativity you can go nuts there and do some stuff that you couldn't do in other more conventional meeting spaces.
Absolutely. And it's nice to see the types of events that we get here. The most corporate of organizations are coming to Sweetwater because it just gives their employees a different experience. So you can combine both, have a great meeting, have a great conference, but add the extra element of fun, bringing the beer into the mix. And of course, Sweetwater's people and personality to just kind of bring that extra good time vibe to the equation.
So now, is Sweetwater all over the country and globally at this point?
We're actually in 27 states, and we have our eyes on more. We are going to be expanding into, further out west in the next couple of months. We'll be hearing some news on that in due time. But we have aspirations to be in all 50 states within the next few years. Globally, we are in about a dozen states countries in Europe, Asia, and with that, we have 420 and IPA on pretty much everywhere Delta flies, both across the U.S. Every flight Delta flies in the U.S. and then also to most of their continents and countries globally as well. So. Sweetwater does have a presence globally through our distribution network where we sell beer in, on and off premise establishments. But if you're flying Delta, you can certainly get a Sweetwater almost everywhere that Delta flies as well.
So now when you penetrate new markets, do you do it through restaurants and bars or do you do it through grocery stores? Like what's your typical path to penetrate new markets?
Everything. Once we sign up our distributor partners and we create the sales and marketing plan, once it's time to launch, we are both on-premise, which are the bars and restaurants, and then the off-premise, which is grocery, liquor, club stores, convenience stores. So, we typically set up the priority brands, a handful of our core brands that we want to roll out to the market and what's relevant to that market and particular SKUs. Cans, bottles, variety packs, 15 packs, 12 packs. We set that strategy with our distributors, and then once we launch, it's game on. Wherever our sales teams and our distributor sales teams can get Sweetwater, that's when we start to distribute, pour beer, get on display, run some promotions, and then it goes on from there with the marketing and, executing events and having a great time bringing our personality to consumers wherever Sweetwater is sold.
Now, I guess we're kind of spoiled with you guys being here. We see you in a lot of different places and a lot of, you know, you're not shy about, you know, calling Atlanta home. Sweetwater's name is pretty much kind of synonymous with a lot of Atlanta stuff. Is that the way it is in other markets when you go to these new markets?
That's a great question. You know, with the craft beer industry and the 8,000 breweries that are out there, it's an industry where, you know, the local darlings, and that goes for a lot of different industries that are a little bit more artisanal. You know, people love the local darling, the guy or girl down the street that opened up a brewery. Beyond that, maybe a little bit of a regional. There's that hometown sort of camaraderie that a lot of consumers take to. And you know, that is a challenge for Sweetwater when we get there. But there's enough that we do from a marketing standpoint that helps us be local when, you know, we really can't consider ourselves to be a local brand. So we like to sponsor a lot of grassroots type events. But I think most importantly, the way to be local is you give back to the community. So we've, you know, we've donated and fundraised a lot of money over the years, very much so, you know, which in our wheelhouse, and that's giving back to the environment and conservation. So we've partnered with fantastic groups nationally, such as the Waterkeeper Alliance, Trout Unlimited, Bonefish Tarpon Trust, Coastal Conservation Association, and many others that also have hundreds upon hundreds of chapters locally. And right away, we get in and look to create relationships with those chapters. And then our sales and marketing folks that are on the streets working the market there also set up relationships with even further localized charitable groups. And that not only is based on the environment and conservation, but beyond as well. So whatever's important to that market, you know, we look to donate, we look to give back, you know, we get our hands dirty, we get in, we clean rivers, we clean up parks, you know, we donate beer, we run events, and by us giving back to the community, that's a fantastic way for us to be local when we can't really be local. So lots of different marketing activities that we get into that keeps us, you know, with that hometown vibe, and people appreciate what Sweetwater is all about, even if we're not in their backyard brewing the beer. You know, we look to make that connection. And of course, our 420 lifestyle, you know, even more so today with this new partnership with Afria, there's a lot of consumers out there that really dig the lifestyle that we're all about. So another way to make a connection, you know, again, being authentic and innovative, even if we're not in their backyard.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on all your success, Brian. It must feel good to take this next step.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And I think it's a great move for us once again. And with everything being the same, we're still going to put out some of the best beers on the market. We're still going to be really hell-bent on quality with very high quality standards. Really driving innovation, putting out delicious award-winning brews, and just dialing up the fun a notch, and really, you know, looking to continue to get bigger and better with our innovation and doing some more exciting things than we've done in the past 23 years. So exciting times for us, and we appreciate your the nod.
All right, and if somebody wanted to just follow your story, what's the website?
Sweetwaterbrew.com. So you can find us online. We've got a great website that keeps everybody posted on events and new beers that we're putting out. So that's sweetwaterbrew.com. But you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Sweetwater Brew. So real easy to find us. And, you know, we keep everything up to date. And you can find everything from new brews to what's going on in our tap room. So certainly look us up and you'll know everything there is to know about Sweetwater and our great brews.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your story again.
Thank you very much. Much appreciate having us on and letting us take a few moments to talk about Sweetwater and the great new news.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.